This is Jim Speary. We're starting part two with Captain Andrew Krause, talking about being at the point of injuries and everything. Earlier, I mentioned that you're a little bit older than most of these people here. What do you see in the younger medics now, as far as what's coming up the pipe, as they say? And what kind of advice would you say to some young person that's joining the military specifically to come do a type of job that what you're doing now with Dustoff?
Well, I would give, you know, the medics, the young medics that are just coming up, I would, you know, just to remind them of the opportunity that they have. I mean, this is, as I said, this is in some ways the highlight of my career. Rewarding that we are actually picking up these Marines and Army men and Afghani civilians and Afghani Army as well, picking them up off the battlefield, you know, on their worst day that they've ever had, and taking them to relative safety and where they can get that advanced medical care. So, you know, keeping that perspective, and just reminding them of the opportunity that they have, continue to get your education. Don't get comfortable in a rank and not push forward. And as far as what I see coming up, I mean, I think, and you've been around this military machine and this war for quite some time yourself, so you've seen it too. This army that we have is the best army the world has ever seen. We can do amazing things, and to be a part of that is something. And I think the medics that we have are well, I know they're the best trained medics that the Army's ever seen. The amount of training that they get is second to none. The Army has spent, you know, a lot of money to develop these training plans, training centers, the electronic simulation centers. It's really good.
What will one thing you will remember and tell your children about this specific deployment right here at Edinburgh?
I would say that the Marines that we see out here, we're, as you said, you know, we're at FOB Edinburgh. It's primarily a Marine encampment, and as such, most of the U.S. service members that we treat are Marines, and you know, what's impressed me is these kids that are 18, 19, 20 years old out there pounding the ground with landmines all around them, and the enemy threat always present. Just the dedication to country and mission that they have is profound.
As you know, the project that I'm working on is, I've titled it 10 Years Later. Tell me where you were 10 years ago, March of 2002.
March of 2002, I was in nursing school, actually, getting started just to finish my nursing degree, and I was in Pittsburgh, Kansas, living there with my wife and three kids.
So here we are 10 years later. At that time, did you ever think that 10 years down the track you'd be doing riding in Dustoff, picking up people off the battlefield?
Never would have guessed it. Never would have.
Looking forward, where do you think things will be for yourself and things in general 10 years from now, and say 2022?
Well, I would hope in 2022 I'll be retired from the Army and living with my wife and sending my kids off to college and working as a civilian, either flight nurse or ICU nurse. In general, I hope that we have this Middle Eastern problem figured out. More than we do today, but
time will tell.
Time will tell.
Anything you'd like to tell the people that would be listening to this that you'd like to convey that maybe I've left out or something?
I would say to the folks in New Mexico, you've got a great bunch of men, women, and you know, young kids actually that are have signed up to do, you know, wonderful things in the states. You know, with the state support, so you've got a really good resource there. And I would just, you know, encourage people back home to continue to support us out here. There's still, you know, lots of people that are putting themselves in harm's way for American values and American freedom. And that's it.
All right. Very good. Final question on a lighter note. What's it like having a media guy riding around on a helicopter with you guys?
Well, it's been fun, you know. You've embedded really well with this group. You just have become one of the guys, and you haven't really taken up a lot of space on the aircraft, which is good.
I seem to have gained a little bit of weight, but the whole idea is to try to look as small as I can be.
There's no way you've gained weight out here at Eddie. They're impossible. This is the Eddie diet.
Well, Andrew, Captain Krause, I want to thank you for spending time, and one of these days I'll get my way to the Northwest. Maybe we'll come over to your house and play a hand of cards at your house one time. What about that?
Hey, you're welcome anytime, Jim.
Captain Andrew Krause, thank you very much for speaking with me today here. This has been a real pleasure watching you and the others do your job.
Oh, thank you.
This is Jim Speary, March 18th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. End of part two.